cannabinoids.
Uses CBD for anti-inflammatory stuff, and the NBA is getting ready to allow that. So, you know, anybody who's got a brain.
Al Harrington going to make a lot of money.
Yes,
that's going to be
on many levels.
Yeah, it'll be wealthier than most NBA players. Yeah. He got out ahead of it. Yeah,
his career ending in Denver, it was a great thing for his post career activities. I'll just say that.
Geographically fortuitous.
Yeah, like, hey, by the way, everyone here is smoking weed. I go back over there. All my boys are getting locked up for smoking weed and selling weed. I stay here. I can sell and smoke it legally. What a country.
Wait, Al Harrington's Yakov Smirnoff like, all of a sudden.
Think about it. Like, how many people do you know for nonviolent offenders in jail for marijuana right now? You could just chill in one state and do whatever you want legally.
How many of those guys are the people in Cook County that are keeping the public defenders from... Well, did you see that story in the Sun-Times?
Pangitawanky.
They just...
Hacking and whacking.
Well, apparently, the public defenders are close. It's multiple MIGs.
No,
from Silence of the Lambs.
Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah. Multiple MIGs.
Oh, my God.
Not anymore. But I'm not making this up. That they are the public defenders are going to refuse to come see their clients in Cook County because they cannot stop all of the guys in the holding cells from
doing
displaying things.
That's kind of what happens when you use Cook County Jail as a mental hospital, too.
Good point.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what happens.
More Bears stuff. We are awaiting news, and we're going to have it on the Score.
The Bears fall to the Saints. We've got a full analysis of the loss, but also a look ahead to what the Bears need to work on during their upcoming bye week on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
2 o'clock, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Wolves roster features a dozen players with a total of nearly 1,000 games of NHL experience, and they all play with something to prove. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Bears tight end Zach Miller remains hospitalized in New Orleans following surgery to not only fix his dislocated knee from yesterday, but also vascular surgery to repair a torn artery in that area. Doctors have subsequently performed an MRI to see if the blood flow in that area is flowing correctly. Meanwhile, linebacker Jarrell Freeman, currently on IR, he's been suspended 10 games for violating the league's performance-enhancing drug policy, the second time he's been suspended for the same offense. As for the team, they played hard, if not always successfully, yesterday, and Akeem Hicks looks at the positives.
I think that we have got a competitive, real competitive game, a real competitive football team. I think that we are... It's tough to say this in the face of adversity, but I know we have a good team. We have too many opportunities to win that we just need to close out on.
And now it's the bye week. The next game, a week from Sunday against the Packers at Soldier Field. College football, Alabama remains number one in the weekly coaches poll, but plenty of changes this week. Georgia up to number two, followed by Ohio State. Wisconsin is four. Notre Dame is fifth. Then 6 through 10, Clemson, Penn State, Oklahoma, Miami, and TCU. And Florida has bought out the contract of coach Jim McElwain. The private bank is now CIBC. The same banking team you know and trust now brings deeper resources, global banking reach, and the power to help your business seize new opportunities. Visit CIBC.com/US, member FDIC. This scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai. Save time. Shop online at RosenHyundai.com. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Webb Ford. Searching for a great deal on Fords in Chicago? Visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
Zach Miller.
I think we're getting better with, you know, taking us. So the chop blocks and the things that go down towards your knees are the things that scare guys. And obviously, the head trauma and situations like that. The defenseless player. Mm-hmm. Those are the things that I think most guys are worried about, and we go out there willingly knowing what this game can do and eventually does to all of us, but I think we're progressing.
Zach Miller into the end zone. He makes the catch. Touchdown. What a catch, Zach Miller. Miller, though, not getting up. on that catch.
I knew it was bad. I kind of saw it when it happened, and I couldn't look at it again. And he'll be in our thoughts and prayers for sure.
He means a lot more than X's and O's, just the type of person he is and how much he's helped me. I just love that guy. He's like my big brother. I hope he's okay. So I'll be praying for him, but it goes beyond football.
That's one of our leaders, one of our brothers. And, you know, we want to have his back. That kind of made us play a little bit harder over there.
Z-Man going down. You know, he's big in the momentum, and he always gets us fired up, you know, exactly what to say and do at that, you know, making that big play. And just for him to go down is a tremendous loss. But, you know, we have to find ways to keep moving forward.
More action. More excitement. More everything.
Bernstein and Goff, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show. You can check out our live video stream at 670thescore.com and watch 670thescore.com. Brought to you by American Needle, quality headwear based in Chicago since 1918. Dan, you wanted to get to something.
Well, first I want to read what was just posted by Jarrell Freeman on Twitter, because this is the more pressing. He just posted this. I hate to say I'm sorry again, but I am sorry. I've been on IR all year, and you try and stay out of sight, but sorry for the distraction. I had been lying to friends, family, and loved ones when it came to the question of, are you okay? Knowing my career may be over, do everything that came with the head injury that's been purposely downplayed by me, memory loss and all, has actually been a bit of a struggle. That being said, there's no excuse to cope with any problems by taking any kind of pills. I don't know my future, but a big thanks to the Bears and the NFL. If I would have used their programs and services earlier than I did, I wouldn't be in this situation. Sorry again for the distraction.
That sucks.
Yeah. That's
that sucks. That's a guy coming to grips with and having to reveal everything that he's been keeping from people for a while now, probably.
Yeah, that's not fine. And I don't know exactly for what he tested positive.
It's a guy telling you that he's done.
Yeah, it sure sounds that way, right?
Yeah.
It sure sounds like it's a guy done with football.
Damn. Well, yeah. Bears
it's a heavy
rocked.
Day, man.
Yeah, the Bears been rocked,
yeah,
man.
That
injury, Dan, like, I don't know how many professions outside of the life-threatening ones, right? We were talking about the wiremen.
Who like first responders.
Yeah, first responders. How many professions do you get that traumatized by seeing something and have to jump right back in the mix?
Well, if you're talking about some of the more guys who work on oil rigs,
yeah. Like I said, lumberjacks, the wiremen, guys who go up in you know, down power lines and stuff like that. I mean, that, you got the switch that you have to flip to be a football player. I can only imagine is one that is as crazy as it gets.
Doug Buffone told me about it all, because remember, he saw Chuck Hughes die right in front of him. On the field.
Mm-hmm. I never had that conversation with him.
Yeah, Detroit Lions player. Doug was on the field.
Oh, man.
And
I'm surprised we haven't seen more of those, to be honest with you.
Well, Johnny Knox was close. That was.
I'm talking about just from like Johnny got bent in half. He got broken in half the wrong way. I'm talking about just from some of the severity of the hits that we see.
Just like a broken neck?
Yeah, I mean, you know, God rest the dead, our guy, a guy who used to work here, got caught an elbow to the chest playing ball right over here at Northwestern and dropped dead on the spot.
Well, that was also because of hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. That's
they found out.
Right, found out later that he had a severely damaged
heart. But I'm saying, like, until
heart,
somebody
right,
does that to you,
right,
you know, these are, like, that sport is, and I had a family member make a joke like, oh, yeah, it was my little cousin Ryan, who I saw this weekend. He's 8 years old, and Jace was watching the college football game. It was on the TV. We're all sitting there.
Oh, what an afternoon watching college football.
Oh, it was terrific, right?
What an afternoon. The first time I've just actually sat for a full afternoon.
It was super cool.
And just had
one game bleed into another.
Boom, boom, boom. Oh, it was great.
Ryan looks at the television, and he looks at Jace, and he goes, you're going to play soccer like us, Jace. You don't have to worry about football. And I was like, there it is.
Wow.
And then, or he goes, and if you're left-handed, you could be a pitcher. And I'm like, my guy.
Or put him on skates. Get him out there.
I'm going to see how the Subans do.
I'm doing okay.
Malcolm, I'm talking about the other ones.
Oh, the other ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Malcolm and the boys. No, but yeah, I'm just joking around on that level. Yeah. But yeah, man, like the things that football players have to see, go through, and do to their bodies That's why I will forever be in the corner of football players when it's time to get that money. You got to be a mercenary. Screw these fans. To hell with these owners. Get as many dollars as you possibly can. This dude's in the hospital fighting for a leg.
And you know what? You know what? Here, this is what has dovetailed the undercurrent to everything that's gone on in the NFL this year. And this is not to talk about the protest of inequality that at one point happened to use the national anthem. It has to do with what Dave Zirin referred to as a reclamation of humanity, where
it's been lost on many
players. Players who have been so dehumanized are trying to get some of that back. Up to Hallis Hall now, and here's John Fox.
Johnny!
John?
Oh, here he is.
I figured I'd just kind of start off with Zach Miller, and where that is. I know there's been a lot of different things out there. Really, when I spoke to the media post-game, I was kind of aware of what was going on, but as you can well understand, I'm sure that, I think us being able to contact his wife, his immediate family, was probably going to be more important than them hearing or reading about it on whatever means of reporting you have. But, at this point, he's had surgery. It is a vascular issue. It was an artery that was torn during the injury that they took a vein from his good leg, repaired it. I think he's got great vascular people with him. We left a lot of our medical people behind, including a doc, our training staff. Kristen, his wife, and Zach's dad are with him at that hospital. And I actually talked to Zach, a few hours ago. He pretty much wanted his touchdown back, but he was in good spirits. And right now the report is. They're obviously going to take a while for it to make sure it remains good, but he's got good pulse in his lower leg, as well as his good feeling. His foot is warm, which is a good sign. So not to say he's out of the woods by any stretch, but it's as good as could be expected at this point. So appreciate if you keep him in your thoughts and prayers. Open up any questions.
John, talk about a lot was out there earlier today. The word that I think everybody saw was the amputation. Do you know how seriously that was involved and what was going on with them?
Yeah, I think that's always a concern. I've experienced a few different injuries like that, compartmental syndrome. Sometimes when that occurs, it can be problematic, and that has been a function of that in the past. So. Like I said, our medical people did a great job as far as getting him there. They realized the problem immediately. That's why he was left there in New Orleans. Obviously, with any kind of vascular issue, you don't want altitude. You don't want people flying around. And, he'll have to remain still there for some time. He won't be coming back to Chicago anytime real soon. Right now, that's about what I know, and things are, going well.
Were any ligaments torn?
Yeah, I think, all that stuff, they haven't dealt with it yet, to be quite honest with you. So I really haven't visited too much with our medical people as far as the extent of the actual knee injury. Just getting this addressed was far more important.
Just to clarify, to your knowledge, is he still in danger of losing his leg?
I don't want to go down that path. I'm not a doctor. I don't know. I'm not there right there, but I think they feel good about where he is right now as it relates to that.
Chad, have you met with the team to explain to all of his teammates what's coming?
Yeah. I think, with all that was out there, we had a team meeting this afternoon, and basically I brought all his teammates up to speed. Like I said, I did talk to Zach, and he's that kind of teammate. I've gotten even calls from people I know in Jacksonville where he made a stop, and he's well thought of really everywhere he's ever been, and rightfully so.
John, when you first got here, how much did you know about Zach? And what do you remember about when you first met him and your first impressions of him?
Well, I think I saw early on, I knew he had been injured. I looked at early tape on him before his injury. Obviously, he's got a lot of the same attributes as he's had since I've been here, and that he's an F tight end, which would be the athletic tight end that you can get him. He's got good speed, good athleticism. You don't really know the person. You watch guy on video, you could be looking at a robot, you know what I mean? But then, you know, getting to building that relationship you do, you know, in this setting, you know, he's just a great dude. He's a leader. You know, his teammates look up to him. He's very, very smart. You know, I call him quality control, you know, just because he helps people, you know, in the heat of battle, on the field. And those are the kind of guys you do need, and you and his teammates rally around him, and so do his coaches.
You guys have obviously prioritized players like him, mm-hmm. the kind of guy you're, mm-hmm. you're describing.
Yep.
So when you come in and you talk about you get to know people through kind of through the processes, what do you look for? How do you identify, you know, that, hey, this guy goes beyond what I'm seeing just from a football standpoint on video, that this guy's personality and character is where we want?
I think what you try to build, you know, and again, I'd say he'd qualify, is, you know, your better players are your better practicers. You know, so they work hard. And in this league, you're getting better, you're getting worse. You don't stay the same. And that mindset, especially in a practice setting, you know, some players would say, you know, or I would say to players is, you know, they don't really pay you to play. Guys would play for nothing. They pay you to practice because that's the hard stuff.
With the severity of the vascular injury, mm-hmm. time is such of the essence.
No doubt.
In what, 6 to 8 hours?
Yeah. Okay.
What does it say about your staff that they were able to identify it?
Oh, it was terrific. I mean, I think the world. I mean, we're in a very big city, so I think the doctor community that we can draw from are outstanding. I think our training staff, who works very closely with the docs in all specialties. You know, this was unique because we're in a different city. You know, we don't have the facility, you know, our natural facilities right here. So we had to depend on them. And, you know, from everything I've heard from our docs, they were very, very, very good at what they did.
John, I know Zach's health, of course, is the most important thing, but he obviously was a very important player for you guys.
Oh, no doubt.
On offense. What's that loss going to be like?
Well, you know, we have to recover from it. It's like, you know, anytime we lose somebody, I know, you know, I always use that term next man up. It's not out of lack of respect or disrespect for the guy we've just lost by any stretch. I mean, that guy was there for a reason. But, you know, we have to learn to deal with it. I think not just his on-the-field ability, but you know, his everyday, you know, pushing guys, you know, remaining positive, a lot of the things that it takes to kind of do this every day, because it's blue collar, it's hard work. You know, so I think we'll miss him in that way. I know everybody in that locker room will.
John, do you know, you mentioned that his wife and his dad are with him. Were they at the game or did they come down?
No, I don't want to delve too much into people's personal business other than, you know, his family obviously is very involved in helping out. He has young children, a pretty young baby. There's a lot of people here. He has a lot of friends and family. You know, it was important that, you know, his wife had somebody with her. So the Bears did a great job in handling all of that, and they're in good hands right now.
John, Ryan Pace said last year that he thought Shaheen could be a productive contributor as a rookie. Obviously not so much so far statistically, but is he ready to kind of help fill that void? Or is the transition just more than maybe you thought?
Well, I think like with all that stuff, time will tell. You know, I think he's definitely got the ability and the football intelligence to do it. You know, I think you'll see on the season is play time has increased. You know, whether that relates to the production at this point, I can't speak to off the top of my head, but you know, the game's slowing down for him. You know, I think you saw the role that Zach had. You know, Daniel Brown slipped in there. You know, as you might have noticed, you know, during the game when Zach did get hurt. So, you know, the good news is we've got a bye. We've got time to get some guys healed up. We've had some guys that have missed that hopefully can get healed up, whether it's this week or next week when we begin our preparation for Green Bay. You know, we're going to use this time to do all those things, refresh, heal up, self-scout, you know, execute better. That game yesterday came down to, you know, four or five plays that happened in this league and that took points off or put points on for them that we have to get squared away. And whenever you play a good football team on the road, that's typically how it goes.
John,
Are you going to send the overturned touchdown to the
league? Yeah, I think that's safe to say.
With the there was an Ingram fumble too, where he may have fumbled.
But I'm not positive. It was one that they ruled a fumble on the field, and they overturned that as well.
On the flip, I think Ingram
flipped. Oh, yeah. That was the one on the far sideline. Yeah. The upstairs basically thought that on replay, it's not like the catch, no catch. All right, it's a little bit different because you already have possession. It's whether he regained possession. The minute you touch the ground, it's like the goal line. All that stuff's not catch-related. When you have possession and you reach, whether it's for the pylon or for the spot, same way if you hit the ground as a runner versus completing a catch. That's kind of where all that is. It's different.
John, you talked about...
Not to embarrass anybody, but...
You talked about talking to Zach. I know he's a man of strong faith. Can you talk about what his emotions
are? Talk much?
Well, really, I was talking to Kristen, his wife, and he basically snagged the phone from her. I was actually a little bit shocked to hear his voice because I didn't know. You know, I wasn't there during the surgery. Didn't know the recovery process. But typical Zach, you know, he was arguing about catch, no catch. But very supportive of the team, you know, very unselfish. That's just him, you know, and it's genuine, it's real. And I just kind of shared that back that, you know, hopefully, you know, he's got all our love and prayers coming this way, his way. So he was basically telling us to hang in there, you know, but that's him. You know, it's just the kind of person he is and the team, kind of teammate he is.
How about John Fox?
What about Jarrell Freeman?
Yeah, we were going to try to hold out and see if they would ask any questions about Jarrell Freeman. I'll probably get to that in the second half of
Seriously? I mean, you got a guy that just is saying his career might be over and he was just taking a drug rip for 10 games and there's not a single question?
I'm sure they'll get to it, just not in the first 20.
All right, this segment brought to you by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Don't let the flu turn you into a zombie. With a fever this Halloween season with the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, you won't be tricked by any spooky symptoms. So we'll keep monitoring his responses to see if we get some Jarrell Freeman information. And I also want to get, again, to what I'm pretty sure I saw in that game. Something, it's a positive. It's something real good that's happening
about
for the Chicago Bears. So we will get to that and more. Don't go anywhere. You got the score.
Former Bears head coach Dave Wannstedt talks football with the Mully and Hanley Show tomorrow morning, live in studio at 7:40 a.m. Plus, see Dave live on the Score's Facebook page.
Those days are going to come when Mitch is going to have to throw it 35 times a game, but if you don't have to, why?
Dave Wannstedt with Mully and Hanley on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Remember when Game 2 of the 2017 World Series was the craziest game that you'd ever see? It didn't even get to hold that title for a week before Game 5 ripped it away last night. 13-12 Astros, more than 5 hours and 15 minutes, 10 innings, 28 hits, 25 runs, 7 home runs. How crazy was it? Clayton Kershaw and Dallas Keuchel with 4 Cy Youngs between them started a game that had 25 runs in it. A baseball game with a football score and a guy named Derek Fisher scoring the winning run. That didn't feel like Dodgers v. Astros in the World Series. It felt more like the homeboys versus the away boys in Rock and Jock softball. I don't know if the baseballs are juiced or not, but I know this. Two great offenses and a couple of bullpens full of arsonists, and you are going to get some crazy baseball. Game 6 here in LA. Can't wait. I'm Jim Rome.
Honey, where's the Halloween candy we got at Walgreens?
It's not on the top shelf.
Just this empty bag.
you ate it! I only had one or two.
No, I couldn't have had more than a handful.
Maybe I just had a few to tide me over now and then.
It was a couple that I had.
Okay, I had a dozen. I'll go back to Walgreens and get more.
I will come with you.
Swing by Walgreens to pick up more Halloween tricks and treats.
Honey, where's the Halloween candy we got at Walgreens?
It's not on the top shelf.
Just this empty bag.
You ate it! I only had one or two.
I could not have had more than a handful.
Maybe I just had a few to tide me over now and then.
I mean, a couple.
Dozen. I'll go back to Walgreens and get more.
I will come with you.
Swing by Walgreens to pick up more Halloween tricks and treats. Now through October 31st, Mars and Hershey large candy bags are buy one, get one 50% off.
Picture this. It's Monday afternoon and you're at Domino's buying a large three-topping pizza. You give the Domino's employee $7.99 plus tax, of course. Now, picture this. It's Friday and you're at Domino's buying a large three-topping pizza. You give the Domino's employee more than you paid Monday. You feel bamboozled. But then you hear this.
Domino's extended its $7.99 large three-topping carryout deal to all day, every day.
And so you danced and ate Domino's. Carryout only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, and charges may vary.
Patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to VITAS.com/eligibility. That's VITAS.com. Or call 888-VITAS-80.
Need a new heating system? Let the Home Depot do it for you. Our licensed professionals will do the job right. And now get up to $1,600 via online rebate when you purchase and install a new heating and cooling system through the Home Depot. Call 1-800-HOME-DEPOT or visit homedepot.com/HVAC to get started. Valid on in-home sales between October 19th and November 15th, and installations completed and paid in full by December 15th.
You have a sore throat and you do not want to adult today. But you have real responsibilities and people are really counting on you. So it's time to think outside the bag. You need Sucrets medicated lozenges. Sucrets feature an effective oral anesthetic to relieve your sore throat and cough ASAP. And they come in a reassuringly sturdy tin that further demonstrates your maturity and good judgment. So adult on with the real relief that comes in a tin. Sucrets at Walgreens and Rite Aid.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
Before you lies a beautiful meadow. In that meadow, Progressive Direct has placed its auto insurance rates alongside those of competitors. You select the lowest rate and feel a great sense of calm. A great sense of...
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates so you can rest easy. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here's a list of reasons why AT&T Prepaid is a great choice.
When you switch to AT&T Prepaid, you get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
When you switch to AT&T Prepaid, you get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
I just said that.
It's worth repeating.
AT&T Prepaid has no annual contracts.
And AT&T's reliable network.
Switch to AT&T Prepaid to get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
Limited time offer available at participating AT&T stores. Requires new line of service, $45 or $65 plan, and auto pay. Reliable network claim for third-party sources. Fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/prepaid.
At Governor State University, you're more than a number. You're their number one priority. Learn how they put your passion first at Governor State University's undergraduate open house on Saturday, November 4th from 10 to 1. Visit govst.edu/open house.
Are we ready to open next month?
I think so.
You think so?
Well, it's complicated. Fire protection, first aid supplies, uniforms, safety training, mat services. Oh, and restroom supplies.
So uncomplicated. Call CentOS. They'll handle all of it.
Wow. One company can handle all that? That's not very complicated.
So, you'll be ready?
Oh, we'll be ready.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how CentOS can help you get ready for the workday. Visit CentOS.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
You've got duct tape. You've got handcuffs. Oh, you've got chicken wire. You've got everything around the young man's hands that everybody wants to see play football.
That's the issue. He's not even a game manager.
They're not giving him the game.
Yeah, this isn't. He's like a game clerk.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The entire year is about the education of Mitch Trubisky. They traded up. They drafted a quarterback. You can win with a championship caliber defense. And the Bears defense has scored 3 touchdowns in 2 weeks and not allowed a single touchdown.
Yeah.
Like, that changes the conversation in the small term.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
advice from a reputable attorney. Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legal advice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Events.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
Third down and 10, Breeze with time to throw. Now he's running out of time. And down he goes. Slung to the ground by the former Saints draft pick, Akeem Hicks. Down goes Breeze, and Hicks with another sack added to his arsenal. He is on a roll, fellas.
Total, I think. Probably not arsenal. I think it's really added to his arsenal. It's not a weapon.
The disease he's attained?
the virus that I have attained. Hicks is a monster, but I will tell you something. The only way to stop Leonard Floyd is to hold him.
Dude!
He's
so
unbelievable.
Glad you just did this.
I counted three blatant, absolutely
no calls
blatant.
There's one way he ran
calls
off the screen. I'm like, he's got to be getting held right
it
now.
Was, look, yeah, look. Yeah. Now, we talked about Derrick Rose and his lack of desire to indicate foul-level
flailing
contact.
Right.
Because on the courts where he grew up, you're not calling fouls. You're going through and over and around everybody. And I know there's an art, too, because you don't want to be accused of trying to sell it instead of finishing
and
the quarterback.
Finishing play, right.
But there's when he gets that, I mean, the only way you stop him is by committing a penalty, whether they call it or not. I watched him, and I watched a rangy, explosive, athletic, everything they said on draft day about mm-hmm. the bend that he gets,
long,
the motor, then run him with guys down the field.
Mm-hmm.
That is, it's close.
Mm-hmm.
It is really close to special.
You got yourself a player that, if he stays healthy, is going to be a perennial Pro Bowler, I think. The stuff that, like you said, the stuff that he has, he doesn't even have pro weight yet. He's still skinny. I mean, he might have put on 10 pounds, whatever, throughout the season. That stuff drops off. He is obliterating right tackles. And your man, Street Clothes P, has been playing his ass off, too, on the other side. I know Willie Young is on the mend. We'll talk about this defense and, more importantly, Leonard Floyd and some of the things we saw yesterday after an update.
Scoreboard update.
Thank you, Jason. 2:30 from the Chicago Wolves update studio. David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Wolves roster features a dozen players with a total of nearly 1,000 games of NHL experience, and they all play with something to prove. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Lots of news concerning the Bears. Let's start with linebacker Jarrell Freeman. He's been suspended for the second time by the NFL for violating the league's performance-enhancing drug policy. He's currently on IR. Now, the first suspension was 4 games. This time it's 10, and that will cost him $2,205,882 and maybe any future with the Bears. As for Zach Miller, he remains in a New Orleans hospital following vascular surgery to repair a torn artery near his dislocated knee. Doctors have subsequently performed an MRI to see if the blood flow in that area is working. Also in New Orleans, Saints owner Tom Benson, he was hospitalized last night when he started feeling faint, but he's supposed to be released shortly from the hospital and back on the job this upcoming week. And tonight in the NFL, it's 3-3 Denver at 5-2 Kansas City. We'll have the broadcast starting at 6:45. Not knowing the difference between a cold and the flu can be frightening, but with the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, this Halloween season you won't be tricked by any spooky symptoms. This scoreboard update brought to you by Lakeside Bank. Attention business owners, effective cash management is the key to your company's success, but you're being overcharged when it comes to bank fees. Lakeside Bank will save you money. Call Matt Palmisano at 312-763-6660. Join Lakeside and start saving now. Lakeside Bank, it's about time. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
So John Fox was asked about the ongoing situation regarding Jarrell Freeman, and this was his response.
Were you guys aware that he was having these head issues that might have...
Yeah, I think our medical people, you know, I'm not on the day-to-day of it now because he is on IR. Not that I'm saying that I don't follow it, but you know, I've not seen Jarrell for a minute. And I think, you know, I would respect what he has to say. But the reality is we're obviously pretty disappointed. And, you know, it's really just like last year again. It's something that we talk about very, very consistently. You know, they are responsible for what they put in their body. So I'll just leave it at that. From my perspective, that's just how I look at it. I haven't seen all the details.
Sure. I mean, you know, he had it last year, still came back, had a good year, team captain. Does a second violation maybe change the way you look at him as far as going forward
here? Not really. I think, you know, it kind of is what it is. Like I said, just kind of disappointed in that happened again, second year in a row. You know, we'll just kind of leave it at that. He is on IR at this point.
You know, how concerned are you that he said, I downplayed it, that he's not the only one, the concussion part of it, that he's not the only one, that so many guys downplay having one. He said, I didn't even know.
Yeah, that's really kind of way ahead of my pay grade. You know, I mean, again, I'm not a doctor. I'm a football coach. You know, we look and we try to protect guys the best we can. They don't put me in charge of, you know, doctoring.
Coach, what? Coaches don't want to touch that CTE thing, man.
No,
you bring that up, they are.
They think the
profession is going to end as they know it if they acknowledge anything's
That's
going
the
on with their head.
Third rail, isn't it?
Dude.
That is the third rail.
You don't have to be a doctor to know that your player says, I'm not remembering things and I might be done with football.
And apparently, according to reports, he's been wearing sunglasses at Hallis Hall all the time indoors.
Light hurt.
Yeah.
Light hurt, light sensitive. That sucks. Well, all right. Thanks, John, for getting back to being John.
Yeah.
I grew a little bit of love grew for you over the Zach Miller answers.
That was super foxy. They don't put me in charge of doctoring nobody around here. I'm not a doctor or anything.
I think at the outset of the season, Dan, we were hoping for a middle-of-the-pack defense showing us some strides. This defense is damn good without star players, too. Like, think of the amount of national stars that are on this team. Like, maybe guys turn into that. Maybe Leonard Floyd becomes a national star by the end of the season because he's playing a huge media market. And maybe he stays healthy and gets himself a Pro Bowler or alternate Pro Bowl bid, something like that. But what Vic Fangio has been able to do is amazing. Akeem Hicks, that was a highlight reel, like the sack that you dream about if you're a defensive lineman. You break through, you know, a guy's tired of blocking you. He moves on to somebody else. Your motor's still running, and you get to the quarterback, and you sling him like a rag doll, and it happens to be the team that you played against. Mm-hmm. Eddie Goldman's play. I mean, Christian Jones.
Adrian Amos woke up all of a sudden.
Adrian Amos has been one of the better safeties in football over the last 3 weeks.
He's like, playing a step faster than I've ever seen.
Pro Football Focus has him rated not too far from the Harrison Smiths of the world in the way he's played the last few weeks.
Here's our dumbass texter of the day already from the 847. You're wrong about Floyd. He's underperforming and undersized. He's not fast enough for how small he is. And if he gets bigger, he'll be even slower. Not an impact player at all.
Well, it's obviously somebody who hasn't watched a single snap of Bears football.
That's someone who has no idea how to watch a football game.
Before the kid got the concussion and the neck injury last year, he was warming up. They just had to tell him to see what he's tackling, change his technique and his fundamentals. And you can see that coaching he's applied that coaching. He's also applied pass rush techniques, because I know one of the guys he worked out with in Georgia in this offseason, he's applied those techniques as well.
His hands are better, that dude's
drawing a hold or two per game. He's covering
three
running
yesterday.
Backs, covering running backs out of the backfield. That Alvin Kamara, I think, is just an absolutely terrific football player. So that was a tough look. But man, stop it. Are you serious?
He doesn't have to go
to the sidelines in the first and second down either, because he's played the run pretty damn well.
This segment brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Suffering from knee or back pain, call 800-616-KNEE. That's 800-616-KNEE. And learn how a comfortable, nearly invisible brace can solve your pain. 90% satisfaction rating. 800-616-KNEE. Zach Zaidman has all the Bears information on a busy day coming up right after a short break. Keep it here. You have the score.
Score heads, keep listening to find out how you can win tickets to the special Terry Bores book release live broadcast with the Bernstein and Goff Show and Terry Bores himself.
Spill bad.
Where you'll be able to buy his new book, The Score of a Lifetime. 25 years talking Chicago sports, and get it signed by Terry.
Bird brain.
It's Wednesday, November 15th from 1 to 6, live on 670 The Score. And don't forget, starting November 16th, it'll be available wherever books are sold and online at triumphbooks.com/Terry Bores.
I'm mad at all of you.
Brought to you by David Hochberg and the Team Hochberg Mortgage Experts at Pro Mortgage. Visit
Chicago. One night in 2016 was not enough. Now in 2017, you get closer. Guns N' Roses. This Monday night at United Center. Get access to preferred seating with your city card. Buy tickets at LiveNation.com, the venue box office, or by phone.
Guns N' Roses. Not in this lifetime tour. Produced by Live Nation.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, that's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your call will be answered by the next available representative. Thank you for holding. How may I assist you?
We were just broken into, and we need a home security system.
Oh, sorry. Wrong department. Please hold.
The best home security isn't hard to get. With SimpliSafe, you can get comprehensive, professionally monitored home security online without the hold time or runaround.
Keep your home safe the smart way. Find SimpliSafe at your local Best Buy or visit simplisafe.com/best.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That defense is playing its arse off. They don't stop, and they hit. You had a lot of guys doing some good stuff and a lot of big hits in that game.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
You've got duct tape. You've got handcuffs. Oh, you've got chicken wire. You've got everything around the young man's hands that everybody wants to see play football.
That's the issue. He's not even a game manager.
They're not giving him the game.
Yeah, this isn't. He's like a game clerk.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The entire year is about the education of Mitch Trubisky. They traded up. They drafted a quarterback. You can win with a championship caliber defense. And the Bears defense has scored 3 touchdowns in 2 weeks and not allowed a single touchdown.
Yeah.
Like, that changes the conversation in the small term.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
You've got duct tape. You've got handcuffs.
Oh,
you've got chicken wire. You've got everything around the young man's hands that everybody wants to
see
play football.
That's the issue. He's not even a game manager.
They're not giving him the game.
Yeah, this isn't. He's like a game clerk.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Tonight.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Can I get back to football or?
Zach Zaidman joins us on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. He is on Twitter at Zach Zaidman, and he's got more information on a newsy day in Lake Forest.
I think the craziest thing about today is the fact that you hear John Fox getting peppered with questions about Zach Miller's football future, and this has nothing to do with football. There was a man who almost lost his leg yesterday if the medical team hadn't acted as quickly as they acted, and it just shows the danger of playing this game, that sometimes crazy things in this sport, sometimes crazy things happen, and unfortunately, they keep happening to Zach Miller, and you've heard this often. You guys talk to him every Friday. You understand he's one of the genuinely good guys that we've come across that plays this sport. And, you know, the thing that always stands out to me is every time I've talked to Zach Miller over the years in regards to overcoming injuries, he always talks about how he's never had a plan B. And that's because in his mind, a plan B would take away his focus from doing everything he can to be at the level that he's been throughout the course of his career, and that would be plan A, having a professional football career. But you go back to even the time that he was trying to become an NFL player and the day that he was going to have his workout in college. Mike Tice at the time was going to work him out. They wanted to see what he could be like as a quarterback, and they also wanted to see if he could play other positions. And in one of these drills, he hurt his hand, and the hand that his throwing hand, and he sprained his thumb, didn't tell anybody, but he couldn't throw the ball. And all of a sudden, they have him run other drills. They find out that you know, this guy has the athletic skills to be a pretty good tight end. And the rest is history. Eventually, he ended up becoming a tight end. And you know, when you think back to Mike Tice, Tice loved him because Tice was a big, tall quarterback at Maryland who eventually made the transition to tight end in the NFL. And from that moment on, I mean, he surpassed expectations, but unfortunately he's had to deal with so many different injuries. But this is unlike any that he's had so far in his career.
Yeah, I would imagine this is probably it. I don't know how many days on which I can remember two Bears who may never play again for different reasons. I mean, Jarrell Freeman talking about how it might be the end, and Miller looking at, you know, just trying to make sure that he's able to walk around with his family. It's I don't remember a day like this for people who are still relatively young. You know, I'm not talking, you know, still over 30, but we're not talking about guys that we knew were at the very end just hanging on.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've seen this in recent years where, and this is the reason that, you know, players are smarter today from the standpoint that they understand the impact of playing this game much better than players of yesteryear, because there's just more information out there. So I think that's one of the reasons that you're seeing players leave the game earlier. The other aspect of it is they're getting paid more than they ever have, and that enables them to make that decision a lot sooner. But in regards to, let's get to Zach Miller first. I don't think he has any intention of leaving the game. there have been other players that have been able to come back. You know, the Teddy Bridgewater injury last year was a pretty dicey one, but, you know, Zach Miller's 33. Bridgewater's a much younger player, so that has something to do with it, too. And with Jarrell Freeman, it's a really scary situation with Jarrell Freeman. I had an opportunity to talk to him last week, and he started to mention, you know, I asked him about the torn pec. And he said that that was fine. That wasn't the biggest injury, even though that's the main reason that he's on IR and will miss the season. He said the concussion was a much bigger problem for him. And, you know, there have been people, there are times where we would see Jarrell Freeman walking along the hall at Hallis Hall between the classroom area where they watch video and study up their positions. And you would see him wearing the sunglasses for a very long time. And, you know, we started talking about the head injury, and at that point in time, he was saying that he wasn't sure he was going to be able to overcome this. And he was talking about just the significant impact of having to deal with the concussion and the memory loss and the fact that we went back to opening day when he hurt himself. And he said that and a lot of people talked about how it was a big deal that he was able to play most of the game with a pec injury. The reason he did is because he didn't realize that he had a pec injury because he was dealing with the concussions and he was trying to fight it. And in his statement today, he was talking about how, it's his fault that he hasn't opened up as much as he should in regards to the impact that concussion has had. But it is a serious issue, and, you've heard players in the past say that, if they can, they're going to lie about it. You know, the players don't like to have the independent doctor come and check them out in the middle of games. You know, yesterday there was a great example of that. Akeem Hicks, after there was a play in which the independent doctor went to look at him and just to check if he was okay from a head injury standpoint, and Akeem was not happy about this, but with the independent doctor, he was forced to go inside the medical tent and go through the test. Passed, was so upset that he even had to go through this that he lifted that medical tent up that you see behind the NFL sideline and kind of threw it up to get out of there. And, even though some players don't want to have to go through that, this is why it is necessary, because there are many players who will fight tooth and nail to go through that test. And it's important. I'm not saying you can make the game safer, but if you can identify some of these issues that players don't want to identify, I think it's you're headed it's the best direction, at least at this point, that you can take. And in regards to Freeman, just in talking to him, I think, once you hear a player begin to wonder out loud whether or not he can continue his career. Right. At that point, you have to think that it's over. And just from reading Jarrell Freeman's statement today, talking to him last week, and the fact that, now we're talking about a 10-game suspension for using performance-enhancing drugs.
Do we know exactly what it was? Did they say exactly? Because he mentioned, like, taking pills. What I'm trying to put together, Zach, is in his statement that he released, he connected the two, and it sounded like he got busted for something that he was taking to ameliorate some symptom of the head injury. And I don't really understand quite what that could be, because that wouldn't be a steroid.
Yeah, I don't know if it's something that he was taking that would make him feel better from a head injury standpoint or the pec. But the bottom line is, that was a cry for help. When you read that statement, it's a guy who is telling you that he's got a problem, and at least he understands it now. Hopefully, the resources are always there, but you have to be honest first with the people that are looking to help you, and hopefully this begins that process for him where he can get the help that he needs.
We're short on time. Can you tell us what's happening with the offensive line? You had a lot of guys switching places. Tom Compton was in there for a little bit. Kyle Long's hand. What's happening up front?
All right, so Kyle Long was wearing a club on his left hand. Before he went in to the locker room to get that club put on, he took off the glove on his left hand, and, his pinky looked a little mangled, and the fingers on his left hand were going in directions that you normally would not expect them to go. But the fact that he had a club on and was given his helmet when he returned to the sideline. That tells me that it's not as bad as it looked. They just decided to go with a healthier player in Compton, who's not a bad reserve. So hopefully over the course of the bye week, you know, the fact that Kyle Long wasn't ruled out at any point during that game is encouraging post bye week with a couple of weeks to be able to go at it, even if he has to wear the club on his hand. Cody Whitehair injured himself on field goals. He was in there because Kyle Long was injured. They used Cody Whitehair at guard, and I guess his elbow on his right hand got stretched out a little bit. He tried to snap on the sidelines with Mitchell Trubisky, but was feeling too much pain, so they had to move Sitton in there. But it doesn't appear as though Whitehair has a significant injury that's going to keep him out for a long time. Then there's Dontrell Inman, the new wide receiver. You know, he had one practice on Friday, a walkthrough on Saturday, was inactive yesterday, but I expect him to be a much bigger part of the offense going forward with this bye week and with Green Bay and Detroit coming out of the break. And the reason why is this. He has a semblance of knowledge of what the Bears do offensively because he played for Mike McCoy in San Diego last season where he enjoyed some great success, played 16 games, had a career year. And Adam Gase brought over a lot of what Mike McCoy used in Denver to the Bears offense, which Dow Loggins still runs. So because of that, I think he'll be able to get up to speed a lot faster than most receivers that they would have brought from the outside.
All right, Zach, thank you. We appreciate it.
All right, be good, guys.
That is Zach Zabin, brought to you by Taco Bell. Introducing Taco Bell's new crispy chicken quesadilla, boldly seasoned crispy chicken inside a cheesy quesadilla. It's a deliciously unexpected pairing. Dan Pompey, the Hall of Fame football writer, will join us next right here on The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Come see how better drives us.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS. VITAS.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to Geico. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidgewoman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidgewoman, Geico retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidgewoman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That defense is playing its arse off. They don't stop, and they hit. You had a lot of guys doing some good stuff and a lot of big hits in that game.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
We talk a lot about different coaches and who's got to go and who should stay and all that stuff. Ed Donatell is the secondary coach and works great with Vic Fangio. That guy is doing a hell of a job. That secondary is young and getting more confident.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The Jake Brown Show on Radio.com.
I'm Jake Brown, and I'm your resident sports and entertainment expert. My show is all about sports talk, debate, fiery takes, rants, and I interview some of the biggest guests in sports and entertainment.
Hey, this is Artie Lang. You're listening to The Jake Brown Show.
This is Big George Foreman.
This is Warren Moon, Hall of Fame quarterback.
This is Lenny Dykstra, the World Series champ.
This is Vic DiBattista.
It's your boy, Lil D.
Sugar Hill Gang is in the building. What's good, guys?
Download and subscribe to The Jake Brown Show at the new Radio.com app.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Oh, 20%? No! Woodfield Nissan wants to save you 30% off MSRP on brand new Nissans!
It's the October Savings Countdown at Woodfield Nissan. Must sell 200 new Nissans.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The entire year is about the education of Mitch Trubisky. They traded up. They drafted a quarterback. You can win with a championship caliber defense. And the Bears defense has scored 3 touchdowns in 2 weeks and not allowed a single touchdown.
Yeah.
Like, that changes the conversation in the small term.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
17 Central.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
You've got duct tape. You've got handcuffs. Oh, you've got chicken wire. You've got everything around the young man's hands that everybody wants to see play football.
That's the issue. He's not even a game manager.
They're not giving him the game.
Yeah, this isn't. He's like a game clerk.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Your call will be answered by the next available representative.
Thank you for holding. How may I assist you?
We were just broken into, and we need a home security system.
Oh, sorry. Wrong department. Please hold.
The best home security isn't hard to get. With SimpliSafe, you can get comprehensive, professionally monitored home security online without the hold time or runaround.
Keep your home safe the smart way. Find SimpliSafe at your local Best Buy or visit simplisafe.com/best.
Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 3030.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the